You are a lion of greatness. Yes, you. Hey, Douglas County teachers, Lavonna Roth here from Ignite Your Shine, and I am so excited to join you on Motivational Monday. Yes, I do. I want you to remember, you are a lion of greatness. That is exactly what you do. And so here at Ignite Your Shine, I'm going to take you through the letters of shine so that you know exactly what it is that I'm referencing, so that I can share with you and remind you that you are a lion of greatness. So when it comes to shine, S is all about self. What are your strengths, gifts, skills, talents? And then H is heart, all about passion. And it's those two together that is the powerful package. Then we get to I. I is inspire. What is it that inspires you, and who do you inspire? N is navigate. What are you gonna do with all the greatness that I just described? And E is exceptional, because you are becoming the exceptional you, the exceptional person you were meant to be, not anybody else who you were meant to be. Well, therefore, there you are, a lion of greatness. So when we think about S for self is all about strengths, gifts, skills, and talents, like I discussed, which means that you are starting to step into who you are, what you do, and being you. So I want you to take a little bit of a shift. I want you to think right now about all of your strengths. What are those things that you say, I am really good at this. I am good at this. I'm good at this. I'm good at this. And because you see, here's the thing, as wonderful, dynamic, or as we call you, shine-tastic edu-stars, you don't always take a moment to think about what you're good at doing, because you're always thinking there's another paper to grade, there's another phone call to make, another parent to reach out to, another strategy to use, another behavior to figure out, blah, 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 blah. And we could go on and on. But guess what? There are so many things that you are fantastic at, you are shine-tastic at. So that's why I want to take a shift for a moment, and I want you to be thinking, what are those things? So there's your task, one of them. And why? Because I'm very grateful to you. We are all grateful to you. You have stepped up during a time that has been one of the biggest challenges ever as educators, and here you are. Douglas County teachers, you have stepped up to a new way of teaching. You've stepped up to the families and have been a pillar of support for them. And bottom line is, you stepped up. So now I want you to step up for you too. I want you to own who you are and to stand in some of that greatness and be proud of the things you're doing, because you're doing so many things right. And as I work with educators from all over the world right now, I'm not hearing a lot of that belief. And I want you to know that you are shine-tastic. You. Yes. So a lion of greatness. A lion of greatness, because there's a very distinct difference between knowing your strengths, gifts, skills, and talents, which is confidence, and arrogance. Two totally different things. Our society likes to confuse the two. So let's explain. Let's make this clear. When we talk about yourself and confidence, strengths, gifts, skills, and talents, you are standing in the belief of who you are. You know that there are great things about you. When it comes to arrogance, you believe you're better than everybody else. Whatever, I'm the best. What's that saying? You're all that in a bag of chips? Yeah, that's arrogance. But like I said, we tend to confuse the two. Confidence, in my opinion, the way I distinguish between the two, is confidence is you're standing in your strengths, gifts, skills, and talents, but you also know you have weaknesses. So these are two very different things, standing as a lion of greatness in your strengths versus being arrogant. Now I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, something that I've discovered. I don't actually believe most people are arrogant. No, I believe they actually lack that. And think about the difference in empathy in our world if we distinguished between the two. And we also came from the view that when somebody appears confident but actually borders into arrogance, is it really arrogance? Wonder what their story is. I wonder why they act the way they do. And that question could go for everything, any kind of behavior that we see, couldn't it? So let's do one little thing before I leave you all alone until next week. I want you to do a power stance. And this is you standing in your lion of greatness. So plant your feet shoulder width apart. You're gonna take your hands, you're gonna put them on your hips like a superhero. You're gonna pull yourself up, your head up, and you're gonna hold it for 30 seconds. You better be out of your seat right now. Up, up, up. I am not letting you off the hook on this. Nope, I didn't let my students off the hook. You don't let your students off the hook, so here we go, up. Yes, you're gonna hold it for 30 seconds. How long? You got it, 30 seconds. And you're going to hold it here because your brain is actually physically changing inside to be more confident. Yes, more confident. Oh yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it. This isn't fluff. This is actuality. This is how the brain looks at things, and it's how it reacts to things, and just knowing that you feel confident. So the next time you're in a moment, and it may be 5 times a day, it may be once a day, it may be every other week, anytime you need that, you do this. You're going to have that tough parent-teacher conference. You know, the one you're about to jump on a call that you're not feeling very great about, or maybe you're stepping into an interview that you have been looking forward to. Strike this pose, feel that confidence, and own it. So I'm going to leave you with this, and we're going to end it this way every time. I want to hear you say, I got this 3 times. I am not letting you off the hook again. As a matter of fact, I want people in your house to hear you. I want your neighbors to hear you, because you're going to own it with confidence. All right, ready? 3 times, I got this. Ready? I got this. I got this. I got this. Douglas County teachers, I will see you again next week for Motivational Monday, and you got this. Thanks for having me, and I love what you do.